Welcome, fight fans, to What's on Fight, the podcast that reviews random wrestling, MMA, jiu-jitsu, taekwondo events. Oh, we even did a movie here on Fight. I am Finn Fish, and you know I got a co-host with me. He is Mr. Forpro. What's up, man?
Hey, not much. Getting ready. Like you said, we're recording here. Since the last time we recorded, I've been fairly busy. Went to Rocky Mountain Pro's big anniversary show, Milestone 7, which will be available on Fight TV here in just a few weeks, with it being September now, so that's something cool. It's going to be exciting, I'll tell you guys right now. It was probably the most crazy, frenzy live independent show that I've actually ever been at. I mean, it almost rivaled a show from one of the big guys. So that was really great. Other than that, last weekend, volunteered at Colorado Springs Comic Con, had a good time, met Sting and Lita, got their autographs. You know, as you guys know, I'm a big autograph hound. And then, in about a week or so, I am still training for my 50K bike ride for the Tutor Cure American Diabetes Association. If you guys would like to donate, just a little self-promotion, doing fundraising for it, I have a link on my Twitter page. You can find me at Mr. Fourth Row, M-I-S-T-E-R, put a 4-T-H in the middle, end it with R-O-W. Any amount, great. Even a dollar would be great for this organization. So that's about me, still training for it. How are you doing, Finn?
Great. You spoke of Lita, who is the commentator for the Mae Young Classic, in which I am doing a podcast about. It is Finn in the MYC, that's in the Mae Young Classic. I have a co-host for that one, Romeda Joe. She's going to help me out running through the women and, you know, talking about the women's classic. I haven't been up to too much, just, you know, a lot of work, living in Las Vegas, so that's all I'm doing right now.
Yeah. Well, but we do have some news about Fight TV themselves. Number one, which was something that I was kind of excited about when I actually got the email directly from their technical support staff, that they created what I would call a companion app for if you use your Roku to connect it to your TV, the Fight TV app.
Yes.
They created what I would call a companion app. It basically helps the connectivity between your mobile device, your smart device, and your TV. So it helps with the connection, helps us, you know, more stable stream, better picture like that. I downloaded and installed it. It's pretty cool knowing that it's there. It's not real extremely visible that it's there. You know, you do have it in your channels. So that was pretty cool. And I like that they actually were followed up with me personally and sent me an email about that. So that was, really nice. And then a few weeks later after that, they did the same thing for, Android TV devices. So now with, and I don't have an Android TV device, but it looks like it's basically the same thing. It's a companion device, helps with the connectivity. So now you, with both having both those companion devices, you can fight like you mean it. So with your smart TV devices. So that's kind of fun.
And so slightly big news. We just had the big boxing event here in Las Vegas, the Mayweather versus Conor McGregor. Golden Boy is a part of Fight. So, the big Triple G match, September 16th, is gonna be on Fight as well. So, you need to find a place to find it. Alvarez versus Triple G. So, you know, there's another avenue to be able to watch another major boxing event. But we got even bigger news, I think, than that. And
yeah,
that the UFC and Fight have announced a partnership, a TV divisional partnership. So I believe that's just to air their pay-per-views at this time, but that's huge, I think.
I think that is huge, too, because, you know, now people can, I'm going to assume that they'll be able to replay it for at least a certain amount of time. So if they wanted to go rewatch it shortly after, or, you know, wanted to get to a certain, like, couple, you know, scene in a match to go, you know, what happened there? They can, you know, review it and see what happened. So yeah, I think it's huge. And I think, that starts on, September 9th for UFC, 215. So that, I think that's, that is pretty cool. That is awesome. That tells, you know, tells everybody that, you know, Fight TV is for real. I mean, that's a huge signing. That's kind of like one of the big signing there.
Yeah. Which is, you know, always good as Fight grows, that allows what's on Fight to grow, because we're watching all this stuff on Fight. So, our criteria is to only, view and talk about things, you know, do reviews on stuff that's on Fight. So the more they get, the more we have to review.
Yeah, so we may do a UFC event in the near future. So that is actually exciting. I've only watched a few UFC matches and events. The one I can remember the most was, I think it was very early in the career, and it was a UFC 3 or something, and I think it was like in Puerto Rico. I mean, that was like when Tank Abbott was around. And I think that was also too, funny story, going off a little bit of a tangent, that, they didn't really have like an 8 second delay on, TV, kind of like basically back then. And so they were shooting the commentators, and there was some kid, you know, some, you know, just barely a pre-teenager kid, was behind the commentators, and they were, you know, standing, and, you know, as people do, they kind of make goofy faces and goofy stuff. And the kid grabbed his crotch, a la Michael Jackson back in the day. And that was so funny. So just a little bit of side note. And I have actually been to a UFC actual event. I got when it was at the Pepsi Center here in Denver. Knew people that were actually worked for the Pepsi Center themselves, and me and a friend got in. It wasn't great seats, but I didn't realize that when they have these events, the undercard pretty much takes all day long, because they're also shooting for Fox, I believe UFC on Fox as well, for their upcoming weeks. So it was pretty long. It wasn't a great match. I can't remember which one it was, but it was probably the last one that was here, actually in Denver. But it wasn't exciting. It was kind of blah. I mean, there wasn't anything. You know, each match kind of was, you know, either a blowout or something. It was no decisions. It wasn't nothing exciting. No, nothing really to write home about per se. So.
Oh, that's good, because this week I was going to ask you, what was your most memorable fight that you ever seen? So that ties into that.
Yeah, well, there you go.
And which is funny, because my most memorable fight that I've seen, non-wrestling, you know, fighting, was actually a UFC event as well. And it was, I forget what number, but I know who it was. It was Chael Sonnen versus Anderlei Silva. In this shit, that was a, oh my gosh, I was glued to the TV cheering on Silva, because I like people who talk trash, but I don't like them when they get their ass kicked, they still talk trash as if nothing happened to them. And he had that triangle choke, was going for it every round, and he couldn't get it on, and then that last round, at the last minute, he had him in that choke, and I'm like, get out of his ass. Uh-huh. So that was probably my most memorable fight. But what is your most memorable powerbomb? Because this week we're going to review Powerbomb Wrestling Episode 1. So,
oh gosh. I don't remember. I just, when it comes to powerbombs, of course, you know, the big guys. I think what I don't remember anything specifically, but I just always have liked Kevin Nash, which he was supposed to be going full circle. He was supposed to be at the Colorado Springs Comic Con when I was down there, but he had a another commitment that came up. But just his jackknife powerbomb, just because it's kind of like a release, you know those always kind of. Yeah. I think they really look cool, and you know, also, you know, to trust somebody to pick you up and throw you like that is one of those things. So I think his jackknife powerbomb always looks pretty cool.
Yeah, and his, I don't know why his looks cool. I think it's just more memorable.
Yeah,
I don't know why I like Psycho Sid's powerbomb. Just like he lifts you up and just drops you. Psycho, and my most. I think the master of the powerbomb, Mike Awesome. One of my favorite wrestlers is Masato Tanaka, and he used to just toss that dude everywhere with a powerbomb. He powerbomb off the apron, you know? The powerbombs would do top rope powerbombs. He was like the messiah of the powerbomb. Yep, but, if you're ready, we're gonna talk about powerbomb, wrestling episode one. And, I don't know who this Norm Warner is, but he can sell you some shit, I tell you that. He's selling the hell. He opens up and he's selling fight TV hard, and it's good.
Yeah, he's... he's mentioning that, of course, they've been around longer than their premiere on Fight TV, but wanted to welcome us to their premiere episode on Fight TV, and just talking a little bit about the show tonight on this episode, and you know, mainly the main event that's coming up at the end of the episode, that the first ever women's champion will be crowned.
Yeah. So, but he does a good job talking about the promotion, about Fight. I don't care for this green screen Sports Center thing, but I guess, you know, you show off what you got.
But. I was kind of indifferent about it, except for that. It would have been nice if, they had maybe two angles, one, you know, a wide shot and then one like a closer shot. And then with that green screen, maybe put some still pictures in that, where they had the, PBW graphic, where they could have, you know, when they were talking about certain things, that they could have, you know, did a still of the wrestlers, or, you know, like, for example, the women's championship title belt. Oh, yeah. They could have thrown that in there real quick, you know, just do a quick transition, you know, from one to the other. Just, you know, just a little polishing, as I keep on always saying.
Yeah, it's, and why is it PBW? Powerbomb is one word.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I guess, yeah. I agree. But sometimes, that's how it works. I guess it's just that tradition, you know, says that most promotions have to be, at least three characters, if not four. So, yeah. So I don't know what, you know, and that was kind of weird, because their wrestling, their website is, Powerbomb Wrestling Excitement.com, I believe, if I'm trying to remember from the episode. So that's kind of weird. I wonder why they don't have PowerbombWrestling.com. That's somebody else that has that.
Yeah. Well, let's get into the action, where we get Sage Phillips and Tyler Grimm versus Dirty Deeds.
Yeah.
Austin Maddox and Brandon Edwards. These two Dirty Deeds, or what they call the Dirty.
They call them the Dirty, yeah.
They look like wrestlers.
Oh yeah, definitely. The other two guys, well, Sage Phillips was okay, but Tyler Grimm was...
Which one was that?
What the hell was he wearing? He was the one that had like the...
Bandana on the arm?
The bandana on the arm that was like, you know, 12 feet long.
Yeah, it wasn't placed there. It's like, it was just knotted there. Like,
yeah,
he was trying to cover something up versus just making a fashion statement.
Yeah. So I thought that was kind of weird, but they surely beat the crap out of him.
Yeah. This is a nothing match.
Yeah, he took a beating from the dirty.
So this match is current in the timeline, I guess. I'm guessing. I'm assuming.
Yeah, because they kind of have that super WWE or WWF back in the time that superstars feel, where they were showing matches that have been recorded over time, and you notice that because when they went from the match to the promos after the match, they definitely recorded at a different time. So yeah.
Yeah, they cut a promo. They're down as fuck. Is that?
Yeah.
I wonder what they mean by it.
Right, because
dirty as fuck. Since they're dirty.
Yeah, you're probably right. It's probably dirty. Yeah.
Or deed as fuck. Yeah, a quick match. The dirty hits a slapjack DDT.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
It was like I said, the three guys were Phillips and the dirty. One weird thing that I noticed, I don't know if you noticed, but during the match when the dirty was pinning, I believe, Phillips, that it looked like Grimm was coming and making the save from the pin. But it looked like he almost kicked his own partner in the chest instead of hitting the opponent. And I was like, was that? It just was really weird. And I don't know if it's just because of the angle of how it was shot, but it just looked really weird. And I was like, ooh, that was definitely, if that was the case, that definitely was a botch. So.
Heel turn.
Yeah.
All right, let's move into a bunch of commercials. Whoa.
Yeah.
You guys are playing with the commercials. I like them.
Yeah, but before they did that, they had a CIA, which is a tag team. Looks like they were the tag team champions. They did a little promo. Nothing too exciting from them, but unfortunately, Norm was the guy in the middle of interviewing them, and unfortunately they didn't really let him help with the promo. They kind of backed him to a corner where he couldn't really say very much, and it was just as like, he needed to be the straight guy in the interview. So it was the promo was kind of weak, in my opinion.
Yeah, I skipped over it. They're wrestling next week for the tag team titles. CIA, I didn't know what it stands for, never cared.
Yeah.
I care more for the Red Wings commercial.
Yeah, Red Wings shoes.
Fucking shoes are expensive.
Yeah. Well, they did mention that, at the beginning, that this actually airs, on one of their, NBC affiliates, in the area. I forget where they said it was, somewhere in Ohio. So, what city it was, but, yeah, so, they just, looks like they just put the commercials, in here as well as, what was aired on, broadcast TV, so.
Yeah, I have a pair of, Ariats? Or Justin? No, Justin. But for work, I gotta buy these, and the Red Wings are, when you see a guy with Red Wings, and you're buying already expensive ass boots, he spent a lot of fucking money for his boots.
Ah.
So, we get a shady ass lawyer. He looks shady as hell.
Yeah, he basically tells you, if you're approached, say nothing, do nothing, and I'll help you out.
Stop by the cops. Call me.
You do have the right to remain silent, as they say. Don't incriminate yourself. But yeah, he may or may not have a good audience, being on a wrestling show.
You got a few more commercials. you need your lighting and sound set up, go ahead and get up with Mike Jameson.
Yeah.
And we got bingo. Summer bingo at the bingo hall. Come on down. Alright. Let's get to this batch. Well, we're back from commercial break. We get Rich Baker versus Nate Madison. And this is a previous match that happened before.
Right.
This is a good match, I think.
Yeah, it was very good. When they cut into the match, it was already in progress, per se. They were already doing their thing. But it was, I thought it was really good. Basically, Baker is beating down Madsen for the entire match until Madsen gets in the sleeper, gets put in the sleeper, but then Madsen finally mounts him off us from that point. So they went at it. They had a lot of good moves. Great technical match. Hit all the spots that you think they should. Technical holds and things like that. You know, all the basics. Ooh. So that was good. It looked like Baker hit a sling blade. Finn Balor's move that he uses. So that was something I kind of noticed.
Well, Pentagon Dark. Mm-hmm. It's a six sling blade.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Baker had enough of this bullshit, right? Yeah, this goes after Madison. Takes out his knee, puts his knee on the rope, leg on the rope, hits the knee, brings in the chair, starts just working over Madison. And I forget why he was upset. I haven't watched this one in a while, but he takes him out of the commission. He was upset about something.
I guess he just was upset that Madison won because he used the ropes to catapult him into a roll-up win on Baker. But, us being not completely 100% familiar with the promotion and the storylines, it was kind of hard to tell. But as this was all of this was happening, the Natural Aces tag team came to Madsen's rescue. So maybe there will be something happening in the near future between maybe Baker and each one of the Natural Aces tag team in the near future, one-on-one matches, in consecutive weeks.
Well, yeah, because Baker's at home. He's in his driveway. He got suspended for his
action. Yeah. When I first saw this, I was like, is he in his backyard barbecuing? Because, behind the scenes, we are recording this on Labor Day weekend, so a lot of people do barbecues. So that was the first thing that kind of came to my mind. But no, he's actually hanging out in his driveway because you could see his cars. But he's telling everybody, he got suspended, but he's going to be back at the next event, which at the time that we're recording this and that event has already happened. But if you guys want to see it, you'll have to watch their episodes on Fight TV, so we're not going to spoil necessarily what's happening. But, I thought that was pretty cool. I was like, hey, I like sometimes when these promotions do these different types of little segments off out of the arena.
Yeah, it makes total sense. It's like, oh, he got suspended. There's no reason. Oh, yeah, I came in here to cut a... No, I'm at home. Yeah, I got suspended. They didn't tell you to go home. They just, told you to get the fuck out of there. He didn't have to be at home. He could have been anywhere. You could have been on vacation. Like, yeah. But yeah, he's at home, chilling.
Yeah.
Waiting for the next event.
Yeah, he fired up his Skype app and Skyped in and told him, I'm going to be there.
And then we got same commercials again,
but in a different order. So I was like, first of all, okay, it's another bingo hall commercial. Okay, all right, great. And then Jerry's still gonna represent you as long as you stay quiet. And then you still got to go get some shoes if you need some shoes. So they just swapped them around, and I was like, Huh?
Then we get, now we have the this match aired as well out of Matt concurrent with this showing. And it, they don't say this, but it is for the title.
Right, yeah, they didn't say that. And this is, Ben Boone versus Tin Horner. And, we didn't really mention it, but then I finally noticed that, Ben Boone was the guy that was doing the commentating with Norm, for the other two matches. So I was like, oh yeah, they didn't really play on that in any of the other, commentating, of the matches that, you know, he is one of the talent as well. So, that was something that kind of missed, and maybe they should, try to lean on that a little bit.
Yeah, and Tim Horn could not beat, I think the story was Tim Horn couldn't beat Ben Boone at all. Could never beat him.
Yeah. Right.
And Ben Boone is a champ, which is not represented as well. And this is a pretty good match, I think.
Yeah, it was definitely a decent match. It was, good. Ben puts on the, bear hug, towards the beginning of the match. So some of the highlights I noticed, and then Horner hits, Boone with some nasty, if he didn't pull him, he definitely connected him, some nasty looking straight punches on, Horner on Boone. So that was, some of the things I noticed. Great back and forth match. Another thing I saw was that Boone, one of his finishing moves is the bear hug DDT. it was definitely different looking, and I was like, what are they, when I saw that, I was like, what are they going to call that? And then they did call it the bear hug DDT. It was different, and it went off exactly how it sounds like it would, put somebody bear hug and then you throw them into a DDT. So, like, oh, that's interesting. So Boone is the big bear in, PBW. Oh, that's tough.
Yeah. And, Horner hits a coast to coast drop kick. Picks up the title. Boone does not care. He says that Warner cut a bad promo. I see why they don't give him. He has a southern lisp. Did you hear that? I'll probably remember the championship.
Yeah,
I've beat him. Ooh, man. Yeah, don't let you talk anymore. And then Boone cuts a promo. Like, he loves, he's like, he got lucky, he beat me once, I beat this guy continuously. He blows bubbles. He's like, I'm gonna get a rematch, who cares?
Yeah, kind of nonchalant about it, but he's like, he's basically saying, I've got this, so.
And, we get a bunch of commercials again.
Yeah. If you do something and not keep quiet, Jerry will save you. So
don't just talk. Just,
yeah.
Jerry is adamant. Do not say a word. Once you say something, Jerry won't help you.
Yeah.
Did you say something? Yeah. Nope. I'm leaving.
Yeah.
And then we, get into our main event of the evening. It is for the PBW Women's Champion, the first crown champion. And it's, what was it? I can't say her name. Was it?
Shyla Hyde from the Land of Oz and Shauna Reed.
I guess the girl, the Shyla Hyde, was a girl in the lime green, right?
Yes. I think that's why they called her from the Land of Oz. So she must have been like one of the citizens from the Emerald City. I'm guessing.
Yeah. She had a great outfit with a hoodie on it. That was pretty good.
Yeah, I liked it.
And this, Shayna Reed.
She's really tall.
Really tall. She has the same get up as anyone. No creativity. I don't like that.
Yeah.
Women have to be more creative with their outfits since they have to wear more. So you gotta be But this is this is a match.
Yeah, it was good. You know, towards the beginning, we had a great looking, I put down a great looking modified, camel clutch by Reed, cause she really, torqued on Hyde and really put her in a big U, twisted her in a U. So that was pretty good, I thought. So, we had an Indian deathlock put in this match, by Reed. And then when this was happening, when this lock was put on, both of the competitors, slap chopped each other in the stomach. The first one that actually happened, I think that was, Reed slapping Hyde. And it looked like actually the chop was a little low. So I was like, oh damn, you know, and, you know, so I was like, oh, that was a little, I thought, just watching it, I thought that was a little scary and a little, like, eye-opening. Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. Some of the other hot spots that I noticed, Reed goes for a spear, but misses it and, slams into the ring post. After that, they're going, toe-to-toe for a moment. Anything else you see? I mean, this was a decent match. Nothing terrible about it. Anything else before we wrap up into the?
No, go ahead, finish? Wrap it up.
Okay, so they go in toe-to-toe. They're in the corner, and Reed goes to pin her, and as the referee is counting, we get the heel, you know, doing the using the ropes to get that leverage on for the pin, and Reed uses the ropes to become the first PBW women's champion.
Yep. Yeah, after the match, we get Hyde cutting a promo, which is pretty good, but she messed up on one line. She says she's sick of being screwed over for title matches.
Yeah.
First PBW title match.
Right. So, yeah, another noticeable thing about they're recording the promos in a different time than the matches, or, you know, not doing a little fact checking on themselves. So it's weird. And so, like I said, you know, it's giving that WWF superstars feel where they're, you know, putting a whole bunch of things together and stuff like that. So, they did have a little confrontation, after the match too, where, Hyde was confronting Reed after the match, but then Reed grabs Hyde's hair and just yank and pulls her into the ring post. So that was, I thought that actually was a pretty good, nice little thing, different, where it, you know, used, instead of just throwing, I was like, no, I'm just going to grab your hair and pull you and be done with you. So I thought that was, pretty good. I actually liked that. Oh, yeah. So yeah, after the promo, they do, go into their last set of commercials and, you know, figured everybody was done. You know, I guess they figured since everybody was, done with, the event for the night, might as well try to sell some food. So they had Arturo's Pizza Kitchen. So not mine, but not my Pizza Kitchen, but somebody else's. And so I guess after the thing, you can head over there and get some good pizza.
Oh, yes, definitely. And, you know, make sure you grab some pizza, go play a little bingo.
Yeah.
We get Norm wrapping us up, you know, breaking everything down, selling the next event, selling their big event. And they pretty much go off the air looking good.
Yeah.
I had a good presentation, great lighting, great camera work.
Yeah, the ring looked good. I liked the ring post. You noticed they had like a little bit of a, like, metal grate screen at the end, kind of like went off into like a little bit of a triangle. I kind of liked that. That was kind of cool to have something a little bit different on the ring post. You know how WWE has the covers that have the LCD screen on them.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of cool that they had a little something different. Some things I would like to see though, as they had graphics for little graphic overlays for, like, you know, some of the big matches, like, oh, this is Hyde versus Reed for the women's champion, and, you know, when she won, you know, new women's champion. But they didn't have any intro graphics, you know, when the wrestlers were being introduced. You know, this is Sage Phillips and Tyler Grimm, and then here's, you know, Dirty Deeds, you know, Maddox and Edwards. You know, they didn't have any of that for the introductions, except for when it came to big spots in this episode. But I'd like to see that for everybody, all the time. So I'd like to see just expansion. Like I keep saying, you know, polish it up just a little bit, you know, especially when, you know, you have people that are watching on Fight TV that are not attending your events in person. So they may not be, completely familiar with your promotion and your wrestlers, your talent that is in the promotion. So just a little bit of that kind of stuff. Otherwise, I thought it was fairly good, fairly decent. No real big, things that really bugged me about the episode. So.
Yeah. That was pretty good. Very, very, not basic, but it is basic. It's the norm. It's the middle. They didn't do nothing horribly, and they did everything pretty well. Pretty good for our standards. I've been watching a lot of shows, but I'm interested in watching again. They sold me on a lot of events later on down the line.
Yeah.
A lot of stories progressed. So I'm really interested in, you know, catching up on some Powerbomb Pro, not even Powerbomb Pro, it's Powerbomb Wrestling. So that's cool. I'm gonna give them a quick, nice 6. Yeah, watch again, maybe, you know, maybe a little bit longer matches, better competitors, 4 matches in 1 hour.
I thought that was good. So I'm gonna power them, bomb them with a 7. So like I said, I thought it was good. And like I said, my biggest thing with my ratings is, were they able to keep my eyes on the episode the entire time? You know, nothing like, where it's like, oh god, this is boring or this is horrible, where it's like, I'm gonna grab my phone and check my email or my Twitter or something like that. But, So, yeah, very good. So it's kind of fun to see how they, progress, on, Fight TV. Assuming that, their weekly show, they're probably on, at this time, they're probably on episode 4 or 5.
We'll check them out. And from power bombing to tapping out, shout out to Tap the Out, Podcasting Network. These fools tag us in everything. So we're affiliated with, well, not affiliated, but we, you know, outside affiliation with Fight. And when they speak about Fight, they tag us in it. So that's very cool. And
without warning,
they just did it. They started doing it. So I was wondering what the hell the problem was.
Big shout out to Nick McDaniel, Myron, and the gang there at Tapped Out Wrestling Podcast Network. Met Nick at Milestone 7 because he came out all the way from Georgia to Golden, Colorado for Milestone 7. He said it was about a 20-something hour drive.
Shit.
That's how much they liked Rocky Mountain Pro.
Or the beer, right?
Yeah. For Coors, so get it fresh out of the stream there, I guess you could say. Good, shout out to those guys. They are a bunch of good guys there, so
Right. Speaking of Rocky Mountain Pro, what show are we going to review next year on What's On Fight?
Well, it is our visiting, going back and visiting a promotion that we've reviewed before. And like we said, we are now going to review, go back into Rocky Mountain Pro. We're, in season two at this time. So we are going to do just like we did before, kind of keep it a little consistent. We are going to go ahead and review episodes number 1 and 2. So we'll get to see, what maybe happened from the cliffhanger. If you guys, don't know, that they ended season one with a cliffhanger, Vince Russo, Titus Machiavelli, and Mercury Matt Yaden all being, laid out and unconscious. So there, it was a who done it? So we're gonna, you know, maybe see if we find out what happened there. So it should be really fun for that episode. So if you guys, are watching along, give us your feedback via Twitter for either Rocky Mountain Pro and Powerbomb Wrestling episode number 1, and we will talk about it on that episode, the next episode. Or if you guys have watched anything we've reviewed, we'll take anything. So, yeah. And you guys can contact us on Twitter. It's very, very simple. It's at What's On Fight on Twitter. If you want to send us an email, you can. What's On Fight at gmail.com. And you guys want to, you just call, you can always call us in the fight line, 702-907-3484. Once again, that's 702-907-FIGHT, F-I-T-E.
That's right. And it's, you know, easy as hell to reach me because I'm on Twitter, Finfish, S-C-U, same with my Gmail, Finfish, S-C-U. How about you?
Just like I said before, Twitter machine, Mr. M-I-S-T-E-R, put a 4-T-H in the middle, end it with R-O-W. You get my link there, like I said at the beginning of the show, if you want to donate to my ride next week, that would be greatly appreciated. And you can also contact me at gmail.com, same username, Mr. Fourth Row.
All right, and don't forget to check out the great, wonderful, exciting shows here that we have on the brand new Trending Topics Network, such as Blue Chat. The season is ending, and I'm going to pick it up, definitely, for the season 3 ending. Ultima Lucha, I gotta do a podcast about that, so I will. That has to happen, even if it's a shorter version. Since, you know, the end of the season. And don't forget to check out the me talking about the Mae Young Classic with Romita Joe. That is Finn in the MYC. And, other podcasts that aren't mine. That is The European Uppercut, a European perspective of American pro wrestling. The Spanish announced table. They announced Spanish at a table. No, they're live from the Kansas City studio.
Table shoe studio. Table show studios in Kansas table City. Shoes. So close.
WrestleCast is still on hiatus. So once they get off hiatus, tell you that I'll tell you this, I guess. But Wrestling Cheers is still cheering on. Hanging with Heavy is still being able to be hung out with. We got the NFL Easy Picks, CFL Easy Picks, Legends on Siren FM, Eurovision Showcase, the Tux Experience, All Beers Inside, STFU. I'm going to do a lot more odds on, even if they're single shows before the smaller pay-per-views. We're getting some new graphics for that as well. You have a show coming up pretty soon, don't you? The Old School at the Movies, TTN at the Movies?
Oh, yeah, the TTN at the Movies, it's a collaborative effort now. So if you're one of the hosts on TTN or have something that, a movie that you reviewed, they're going to, want you to record and put it in. So it's going to be rotating hosts recorded at different times. So, yeah, I've got one that I'm going to be recording, one or two that I'm going to be recording with a friend that we went to go see a couple of movies some older movies, actually, but anything works. So, yeah. So we also have TTN at the movies, Trending Topics Network at the movies. So look for that in a couple weeks. So we're not trying to put a whole bunch of get recorded. We're trying to release them like weekly.
We get a select a cart, squabble box, slash cash, and so much more. But it seems like I am done with Powerbomb. I don't want to say Powerbomb Pro Wrestling. I don't know why. Powerbomb Wrestling Episode 1 on Fight. How about you?
Yep, I am good as well. So that's all we have to fight about this time. So until next time, fight on.
All right. Feeling every